Welcome to today's broadcast of Lead to Serve, a leadership podcast with Ed Taylor.
Hey, welcome everyone to today's edition of the Lead to Serve podcast. My name is Ed Taylor. I'm the pastor here at Calvary Church in Aurora, Colorado, a Calvary Chapel ministry. And we've been doing this podcast for a couple of years now, and I want to welcome you to season number 3. We finally have been able to get back into a rhythm and talk to you through the podcast. And season 3 is going to be devoted to talking about the heart of a pastor leader. So whether you're a pastor or not, like if you're a pastor, it's going to be really good. If you're a discipling pastor, it's going to be really good. If you're someone being discipled, it's going to be really good. And if you're just a servant of the Lord, wanting to grow, you can apply these principles in your life. And we're going to be following along a resource that we developed here at Calvary, a book that is entitled Sure and Steady, Learning and Growing in Pastoral Ministry. And we're going to take each of the entries and talk about them, let the Holy Spirit lead us, look at some relevant scriptures, and just basically the podcast is set up where I'm approaching it as if I'm with my team, I'm with a group of people, men and women, learning the ministry, talking it out. And in some of the episodes, I'll have other pastors joining me and we'll talk about things together. Some of the episodes like today, it'll just be me. And one of the improvements or one of the suggestions that has been made through this podcast is, hey, Ed, would you have more people on to talk, you know, and have dialogue? And the answer is yes, yes, yes. However, in order to help my schedule, and really in order to help fit this within the context of the overall ministry, a lot of the episodes just have to be me, because I get a section of time like I do today, and I can record a few episodes, just me, get them in the queue to post out. But I do plan on including some of the men that serve alongside of me, because collaboratively, we put this together. And these are the type of sessions that we have when we're discipling others. And it's not just pastoral ministry, although it can be. And in the book, we wrote a little page. It says how to use this. There's several ways you can use this book. It's several ways that you can enter into effective discipleship. One, you can use it for your own personal devos. Just use it as a personal devotional. Each page is just a small one or two paragraph, just a real bullet point information, then some relevant scriptures, and then a whole page to take notes. And you can use it in devotionally. You can also use it in group discussion. Same principle, but as a group. You can use it to disciple a group of men, a group of men and women that you're discipling in leadership. And of course, you would have to be applicable. You know, the statements are definitely for pastors, but you can use it applicationally. You can apply it to any spiritual leader position. And then you can also use it as a small group study. You can use it as a tool with small groups. And the book is broken down into 3 parts. Part 1 is the personal life. Part 2 is the calling. And part 3 is our practical service. And it starts personally and then goes into the realm of what your call is, especially the pastoral call. And then finally, what does it look like practically? And what are some things that are designed to help you grow? So I've been in pastoral ministry for 25 plus years now, 22 of them here, being used by God as a church planter, being used by God as a pastor, shepherd, teacher, and just a beautiful opportunity to serve the Lord here. And looking back, I wish that someone would have sat me down like this with some of these principles. I mean, we've learned them over the years, and certainly we can continue to learn them organically. But I'm also believe that in the organic ministry of the Holy Spirit, like Paul with Timothy or Titus, there's specific discipleship. Not only that, but the call of Jesus is for us to make disciples, right? And because of the work of the pastor, the work of the spiritual servant is so varied and unpredictable. It can also be super repetitive and mundane. It can also be dynamic and wild and out of this world. It's good to know some foundational principles to help us grow. So that's what season 3 is going to be. We're going to look at different topics. We're going to talk about them. And as always, I invite you to participate in the dialogue. Email me, Ed, at edtaylor.org, ed@edtaylor.org. You can just go to edtaylor.org and email me through the website. Or you can text me directly, 720-608-0012. You can text me directly, email me, text me, call me. I would love to serve you and encourage you, pray with you, meet you, whatever the Lord has. It's such a privilege. Let's just not let it be one way, but you can always respond back to me. So the topic today is a personal relationship with Jesus. Here's the principle. A pastor, a spiritual leader, has a strong relationship with Jesus. Now, at first shot, you're like, of course, Ed, of course. But you'd be surprised how often this is neglected. A pastor must have an internal growing relationship with Jesus. The beginning of any ministry is the love of God. And without a love relationship with Jesus, the ministry is just a job, just something to do, and something to get done. Without first having that abiding presence, as we saw in our last episode, when you're overwhelmed, you're capped off. Rest. Remember, rest in the Lord, abide in Christ, draw your strength from Him. The only fruit in your life comes from that relationship. So we start with that abiding presence of true love, loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. You've got to protect your personal relationship, even if you have to make a decision right now. All of ministry, all of service comes from your personal walk with the Lord. It doesn't happen any other way. It doesn't happen because of a book you read. It doesn't happen because of a podcast you listened to. It doesn't happen because of a Bible study you received. It is the very presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, in my life, that enables me to serve Him and to serve Him well. I mean, the essence of our existence is the love of God poured out upon us, what He is doing in us and through us. So God has created, with that in mind, God has created Himself. He's created the position of pastor and spiritual leader and servant because He loves His church. So you can see that if you and I are going to be effective, if you and I are going to really serve really effectively, we're going to walk in the love of God, we need to tap into God's love for His flock. You can see, you know, it's not a job. It's not a job where you can just do something and be separate from that personal connection that we have with the church. So God created the position of a pastor. He's created you and me because He loves His church. When times get tough, then we have the love of God to stabilize us. When things look bleak, we have the love of God sustaining us. When we start to doubt, we have the love of God encouraging us. It's the love of God that keeps us strong, even when, and especially when, we waver, when we don't know what to do. The love of God is the anchor that brings us back to wisdom. So before you even step out answering the call of ministry, before you ever step out considering a call to shepherd the flock of God, to be an under-shepherd, to teach Sunday school, to lead a home Bible study, to teach the Bible, to visit someone in the hospital, to make a meal for someone, reassess your love relationship with God and make that the highest priority, to abide in Christ and make it a regular assessment. Check in your own personal life, your own personal relationship. Check in often on this love relationship. I think of John 3:3. Most assuredly, I say to you, Jesus says, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Again, pretty simple, right? You want to serve in the church, you need to be born again. But you would be surprised how many churches are hiring unbelievers to fill positions in their church, like especially in the worship ministry. There are literally people on the stage in very large evangelical churches that are not saved, but because they have a musical gift, because they can play an instrument, because they can make it all work together, they're on the stage leading churches in worship. Unbelievable. No, you have to be born again. That makes sense. And then we touched on this in John 15:4, abide in me, Jesus said. as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Again, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. That's that reassessment. There's a diligence needed. Please hear me out. There is a diligence needed to continually reassess and reaffirm the call of God in your life. We'll get to calling in a different segment, but this is an essential. Make your calling and election sure. Bring things to the Lord in prayer. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. I also think of 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and we heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Which brings us to number two today. And that is, a spiritual leader or pastor must be personally filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. A pastor must have been baptized with the Holy Spirit for fruitful service. You see, a spiritual leader, you know, you want to lead well, your relationship with the Holy Spirit is fundamental. Not only are you indwelt by the Holy Spirit, but you also want that empowering of the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised in Acts chapter 1. It's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord, Zechariah 4:6. And Jesus promised the baptism of the Holy Spirit to those who asked for it, to those who waited for it. And with the baptism of the Holy Spirit in a pastor and a spiritual leader's life, that supernatural power is given to accomplish the purposes of God. And how about this? Again, you may think it's just, you know, these are things, some of these things are just by way of reminder, but like Peter said, we need to be reminded, right? But listen to this. While you may be able to get things done, while you're able to get things done, they won't be done in the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit, because it's impossible to serve God in the strength of human wisdom, with man-centered programs, or from a position of the flesh. The flesh does not please God. Can I say that again? The flesh does not please God. So this whole idea of wanting to copy another ministry, wanting to follow some celebrity pastor, those are going to lead you away from a abiding dependence upon the Holy Spirit. And you want effectiveness in your life, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Walk in the baptism power. Ask for a regular, daily infilling of his Spirit so that you might continue to serve him with the power that's given from him. So important. You're tuning into this podcast right now and you're thinking, I really believe that the Lord wants to use me in ministry. Well, you need to be born again and you need to be in a love relationship abiding in Christ. And you also need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Baptized in the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 4, verse 31, it says, when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Isn't that something that you want? I mean, I want to walk in boldness. I want to walk in the courage of the Lord. So many times I am concerned with things that undermine my courage, undermine the boldness that comes from the Lord. And it's when I'm dependent upon the Holy Spirit that boldness returns and I can speak the word of God in boldness, not the words of other men, not the words of political clout or opinions, but the power of the Holy Spirit leads to a boldness to speak forth God's word, which is transformative, right? A construction worker works with tools, a plumber works with tools, a mechanic works with tools, and so does a spiritual servant of the Lord. And the tools of the Spirit, of the servant of God, is prayer and the word of God. Those are the tools. Of course, you have the spiritual armor that you want to put on in Ephesians chapter 6, but you want to know what your tools are? Prayer and the word of God. Those are the things that God will use in your life to equip and prepare you to serve others. You've got to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Maybe today, perhaps you're hearing this for the very first time and thinking, I never even thought about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. or you come from a persuasion that doesn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or you're like, well, I've already been baptized in the Holy Spirit, but ministry is such a drudgery and it's so difficult right now. And here's the thing. You just pause right now and ask the Lord to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, or ask the Lord to fill you afresh to overflowing, where that sense of rivers of living water come out of your life to build you up. That's what we learn in Ephesians 5. He says in verse 18, don't be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to the God and Father in the name of our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. The essential baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power and presence of the Spirit. As you study through the book of Acts, one of the things you notice is that it's God using it's God by his Spirit using the word of God through the people of God to reach the world. It's not a special podcast. It's not a special YouTube channel. It's not a radio ministry or a TV teaching ministry or all of the things that somehow have become ministry. Those are just outreaches. Let's just put them in the right category. Whatever you might do, you're writing a blog, you're posting things on Facebook, you know, using social media, those are all outreaches, but the sum and substance of ministry is the Spirit of God using you and inspiring you and comforting you and exhorting you and encouraging you. And so as we start talking about in this season, season number three, about how can I be used greater? How can I be used? Who is the person that God uses? Well, number one, it's a person that has a relationship with the Lord, born again, a true abiding relationship. Secondly, a person filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me give you number three. The third thing that we want to talk about today is your personal integrity. Personal integrity. A pastor or spiritual leader has a sterling character and unquestionable integrity. Let me just jump to the scripture here. So vital. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, this is a faithful saying. It's verse 1 through 7. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man doesn't know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are on the outside, lest he fall into the reproach and the snare of the devil. Unquestionable character, unquestionable integrity, sterling character, fidelity, honesty, and internal character are non-negotiables when stepping into the position of a pastor, an overseer, a spiritual leader, or a servant of God. There should be nothing hidden. How do we define this? There should be nothing hidden and no known disqualifying behavior in the man or woman's life. A pastor is known as a man of his word. Again, we're going to make this application, right, to a man or a woman, spiritual leader. But again, the essence of this resource was to build up pastors. So it's something you can even pray for your pastors. You can pray for your pastors and their family. A pastor is known as a man of his word. A spiritual leader should be someone who's trusted, following the example of Jesus. His yes is a yes and his no is a no. He tells the truth and doesn't lie. I can't tell you how many times I've watched men in the role of pastors that have lied and been deceitful. One of the sins that draws out deceitfulness is pornography. And so many guys are into pornography, they're into these lustful things, and then they lie about it. And then that deceitfulness touches other parts of their life. And there's just no place, obviously, there's no place for pornography. But even a parallel sin with pornography is lying and deceitfulness. And that's just disqualifying. It doesn't make for the man that is going to lead others in the integrity and character of Jesus. He encourages others to live in the truth, to walk in the light. When his name, and again, by application, when his or her name is mentioned, there's no hesitation as to whether one can trust them or not. there's no question whether that person has integrity and you can trust them. Not just trust them because they've been platformed at a conference or platformed at a church, but that when you know them, their life matches. Their life matches their teachings. You don't want to be, okay, I know, I hear what you're saying, but you live differently. No, we don't, we want to live our life where we are trustworthy, where our life, not only trustworthy, but our lives are worthy of others' trust. Our reputation needs to be, even though we're weak and imperfect, is nonetheless, our reputation is as a dependent, reliable, of utmost character, abiding in Christ, trusting in him, and the pattern of his life is one of humility, repentance, and obedience. Just like Daniel. Remember in Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. Isn't that awesome? That is so cool. And because of that, because the excellent spirit was in him, because God gave him favor, and that's something you see throughout the scriptures, right? God giving favor. The king, it says, gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So this is an important one. It's often overlooked. I think, again, the foundational principles as we go through season three will be, but Ed, I know that. Well, that's good. For some people, they're going to be learning it. And for those that you're raising up, for those that you're developing as you're leading, these are things that you need to talk about. You need to talk about honesty and fidelity. You need to talk about being trustworthy and also worthy of trust. I like to share here in the ministry that confidence is something that is the currency of ministry, where someone trusts us. They will share with us what we need to know so that we can help them by the word of God. But I'm sure that there are people listening in right now that have had bad experiences, that have had trust broken. And, you know, the reality of trust, when it's broken, it's almost impossible to get it back, or at least get it back to the place where it was. But as spiritual leaders, we want people to trust us, but we also want to be trustworthy. Like, you know, I don't want just someone blindly trusting them, trusting me. I want to have a life that I'm worthy of trust. Yes, I make mistakes. You know, if you think of trust like currency, then you're depositing. You're building that trust. You're building that relationship. Why? Because unfortunately, sometimes we make a withdrawal. And what I mean by that is we fail and we make a mistake and perhaps break trust in some way, or in a way, you know, discourage someone by our behavior, or they just see the humanity of it all, or we make a sinful mistake. And the amount of trust that we have is going to help us get through this, as love covers a multitude of sins. But if you want to serve well, you need to be a woman. You need to be a man of great personal integrity. I can't emphasize this enough. It belabors the point, right? Like, it's like, why are we even saying this? You're serving in the church. You say you're a follower of Christ. You say you have the Spirit of God in you, overwhelming you, building you up. Like, and then you stand there. We have to be men and women with a pattern of life that's humble, repentant, and obedient. And so this brings us to the end of today. And I know that we're starting off on real simple things, but let's talk about it. Email me, call me, text me. And let's talk about it. You can text me at 720-608-0012, or you can email me at ed@edtaylor.org. Please put a review wherever you get this podcast. You know, put a review on there positively, of course. If it's not positive, talk to me about it, but put a positive review. It helps the algorithms get it out and people to see it. And give me your feedback. You know, give me your feedback. You might want to pick up a copy of the resource that we'll go through together, but we'll talk about it. And what we just did right now in the last 25 minutes is what I do with the staff, what I do with the team, and it's different topics. You know, this is 25 years worth of topics that we haven't even, don't even cover all the topics in here, but we just talk through things and we read through the scriptures together and we wrestle with the humanity of ministry or the failures that we make. But of course, we need to be born again, filled with the Spirit, walking in true, authentic, personal integrity. And I suspect someone listening right now, God is really speaking to you about that, your personal integrity. You need to repent. You know, you don't want to be in a position where you're dishonest, where you are taking advantage of people, where you are, you know, a thousand different things. The Holy Spirit will show you. But may the Lord bless you guys, encourage you, pray for us. I pray for you. I mean, thousands upon thousands of people listen to the podcast. I'm very grateful for that. And I can't wait to hear back from you. So until next time, the Lord bless you, encourage you, and strengthen you as we learn how to lead to serve.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Lead to Serve with Pastor Ed Taylor, a leadership podcast from Calvary Church in Aurora, Colorado. If you have a leadership question you want to hear answered on a future Lead to Serve podcast, please email it to pastored@calvaryco.church. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe, rate, or review us on iTunes and share us with your friends on social media. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on the Lead to Serve podcast.